Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah. Alice, BJ and Jamie. I think it's better that when you say something like that instead of me.
Oh.
Because it comes across different.
Was that on the air?
I don't know. Was it on the air? What was it again?
I was just talking about my neighbor. Well, I didn't mean, okay. Anyway, I was just saying, I feel sorry for my neighbor is just, first of all, she's gorgeous. Let me just say that first. She's just absolutely a long-leggy supermodel, but she's so tall and her daughter is so tall as well.
Yeah.
And so I just feel sorry because her daughter's like at that age at like seventh grade, you know, and she's going through puberty and stuff. And she's just taller than all the other girls. And you just remember like that one kid that always wanted to wear the cute little outfits. And then, for example, I shot up fast before my friends. I'm not tall, but I'm average. And all my pants were too short for me. I had high waters on everything. Geez. I was like, Mom, why are my pants so short? Yeah.
It wasn't a trend at the time either.
No, it was not. No. Yeah. No. So, but they never made, back in my day, they never made, tall. They never made that thing. It was always like petite. They had petite little clothes and all that stuff, but they never had tall.
I was showing Jamie a picture of Michelle Obama.
Yeah, how tall she is.
She's an extremely tall lady. And there's a picture of her where she was, I think, voting or something yesterday. And people are raving about how great the picture looks.
I've always wanted to be taller, to be honest with you. But then there's that like point where it becomes awkward. Well, like that basketball player in Dancing with the Stars.
No, I hear you.
You know, like he is like awkward tall.
Yeah.
You know where it's like, oh my God.
And it makes everything that he does awkward because he's so big.
And when he hugs his partner, I told you, he hugs her, and I'm not doing this to be funny. I swear, when he hugs her right into his crotch.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it to be funny. He just doesn't mean to.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. I was at the grocery store because a lot of times when I go to the grocery store, the school's let out for lunch. Mm. And a lot of the kids go over to the deli to get them something to eat. And I was at the grocery store and I noticed one of the students, she was probably, I had to be like 6'5".
Yeah.
And had to be in high school. And I'm thinking, oh man, that's got to be like.
Well, yeah, because you have to wear flats. You know, you have to wear flats when you date Tom Cruise. Yeah. It sucks.
Spadell, I got some bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
The GOAT, they call her.
Uh-huh.
G-O-A-T.
Yeah.
Of OnlyFans has retired.
Oh, no.
This is her last week of sending out pictures.
Oh, Spadell. Yep. Oh,
she's made $67 million in 3 years.
Wow.
Karina Koff is done. The GOAT.
The GOAT.
I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
I don't know who she is.
No, I don't either.
Karina Koff, they put this out yesterday that she is considered the greatest of all time, man, when it comes to OnlyFans. I thought there were some celebrities that were making like $200 million. They said she made $67 million in 3 years.
I know that, oh my God, now I can't remember her name. She was married to the basketball player.
Pippen.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that was right off the top. So Larsa Pippen, she shows her feet a lot.
I'm not into feet, no.
Because I watch Real Housewives of Miami, and she's always taking pictures of her feet.
for it to sell?
To post on OnlyFans. Yeah, it's very awkward. But she also does some, like, look over your shoulder at my butt kind of stuff.
Yeah. Who buys a foot picture?
I don't know.
I mean, come on.
She was sitting on the couch, and she had her feet crossed, and she was taking pictures, and all the girls were like, Larsa, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm going to post this on Only. You watch. I'll make, like, $1 million.
Wow. Isn't it amazing, though? This girl has made $67 million selling pictures and videos over the last 3 years.
And does she get totally nude?
Oh, yeah.
She does?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, big time.
Well, I need to be a customer.
Way more than just totally nude. Well,
maybe she'll hold off on retirement.
Does she have relations?
Yeah.
With men?
Yeah.
On the camera?
Uh-huh.
How do you know this?
That's what all these most of these OnlyFans girls are doing. That
I thought it was just always pictures in lingerie.
No.
So I didn't know it was porn sites.
Their profile will have like pictures of them in like lingerie to like entice you.
Yeah.
But then the actual content that they're selling is them having relations.
Videos.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I swear, on the Bible, I never knew that.
I've always thought it was somewhat innocent.
I didn't
know.
Just
creepy people looking at girls that are in lingerie
I thought it was. I pictured like the Fredericks of Hollywood catalog in my head.
I think like Larsa Pippen, for example, she's so famous that she can rely on just doing feet pictures and not have the relation videos.
Oh, because God. So many people are fans
of
hers.
But most of them are doing the relation
videos. I didn't know they were actually having relations on this page.
Jamie, do you realize how good this makes me and you sound that we don't know? Now, these two sound like creeps.
Right?
Yeah, but you and I sound so wholesome right now.
Well, yeah, I didn't
do we
actually
not?
Know.
Because we had no idea. I've never been on an OnlyFans site.
And it's funny because I thought it was kind of innocent, too. Like, I thought in my head, well, if I knew that my boyfriend was on, you know, OnlyFans, I wouldn't be that mad. Like, it's weird that you can't spend your money somewhere else. But that's fine. I didn't know he was watching full-blown porn.
Yeah, I thought it was crop tops and some girl bent over to feed her dog.
No, that's just to drag you in, man. Yeah.
Wow. Peter dog. We get it. We don't need a zebra. We don't need a reenactment.
Crop
exactly.
Top and some lady too.
Oh, God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I want to put something on record here, okay?
Okay.
I want to say that, and you're going to agree with me 110%, Jamie. I mean, you don't always, but you will on this, okay?
Okay.
I love our company because they care about the health of the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Today, they're going to paint the studio. And our company does not want Jamie and I getting paint poison, okay?
Or Carson or Schmidl.
So we have to leave the studio for at 9:05, something like that, so the painters can get in here and spruce this place up. And boy, I could use it.
Oh, my God.
But nevertheless, thank you to Odyssey Radio.
Yeah, there's like, they you got to get out of here at 9. Yeah. I'm like, why? And they're like, because we're painting. I'm like, so painting's more important than the show?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's kind of weird.
See, now you're looking at it at a whole different angle, Jamie.
Like, I mean, I'm thankful. Great. But literally paint on the walls is more important than a show is weird to me.
Wait a minute.
Like
wait
they're discarding whoa. Us is like, your 9 o'clock hour is worthless. So
it doesn't matter if anyone listens or not.
I saw it as they were looking out for our health. Are you here to tell me that they think that we're so useless around here that they're ready for us to get out of here at 9 o'clock so that they can come in here with a paintbrush?
I think they know what Fridays, 9 o'clock Fridays look like and sound like. They're like,
no one's missing anything, trust me.
Have they looked up some ratings or something
and
said, oh man, we got to get them out of there at 9 o'clock. From now on, we're going to start painting every Friday.
Lord, I have no idea. Oh my God.
We have Colorado Lottery scratch off tickets to give away. How would you like to scratch, scratch, scratch and win, win, win?
Yep. I hope you do.
What's the matter?
No.
You don't. What's the matter? You don't have a one sheet?
No, I don't.
It's caller 19.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. And it's like four tickets.
Yeah.
So four chances to win, man.
But they're $10 tickets,
scratch,
right?
Scratch.
I love scratch tickets.
Scratch.
Because I get off at 9, I might go get me some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea.
All right, caller 19 right now, 303-22 out.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good luck,
BJ and Jamie.
Oh,
What's
I'm just so proud of you right now. It's like I'm watching you grow up right here in front of me. Like you become a big girl. It is just such a moment. It's a moment. It's a moment. It's a moment. Oh my God, Jamie. I've known Jamie for
a long time.
I don't even know how many years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
They go by so fast. So fast.
So fast.
But I've known Jamie for a while.
Yeah.
And she's never... Oh, my God. She has never sounded like Bill Clinton. There, didn't
I?
A little
bit. I think we've been together for like 13 or 14 years.
Don't know. So fast. It goes by so fast. So glorious.
Why did you look at him like that?
Jamie has registered to vote.
Yay! Yay!
For the first time.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
In her life.
Yeah, I did. Only because I want to vote about those mountain lions.
Yeah, mountain lions.
Very passionate about that.
Keep the bears out of the traps. Yeah. Things like that.
Yeah, that's I'm against bears and traps and some mountain lions being shot at close range or something.
Look at you. You're a big girl.
Boy, that was easy.
What do you mean?
Registering.
Oh, yeah.
Super easy.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
That was kind of crazy easy.
You don't even have to be in this country to get registered. Are you kidding?
I was like, wow, that was easy.
Not only is it easy, hell, you can vote 10, 12 times if you want.
Well, only if I live like in Empire County or whatever. Did you see that? That false stuff. Yeah.
All right, so how do you feel? Well, I mean, it's a good feeling, isn't it?
Well, no, I kind of don't like it right now because you know, I have in my head like, okay, this guy, because I'm really like, I'm not happy about the border thing, but I'm also want control of my own body. So I'm really torn about a lot of things. I'm that weird middle person that doesn't do blue or red.
Right.
I really think like, I want control of my own body, but I also don't want the borders open. So what do you do then? So that's
why you got to make up your mind, which is the best of the scenario. That
right.
You got.
So that's where I get like all in my own head about stuff. You know, that's why I've always set out and gone like, you guys figure it out.
Yeah.
Right. And then I just texted my girlfriend who works with all of the judges. And I was like, who should I vote for as far as the judges?
Oh, you got an in.
Yeah. So she works with all of them. I was like, are there some good judges and some bad judges?
Yeah, I'm not very good with the judges.
Yeah.
The only people I know that know judges are usually in front of them being sentenced. And they never have a good attitude about it. They're not big fans of judges. No. So I look at it from a whole different perspective on my side.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get a chance to make your impact in the election. And I think it's a good feeling.
Well, I don't,
I like it.
I don't love it because I really do feel like, according to commercials, everybody's just a horrible person.
Oh, yeah.
There's not one commercial where one guy goes, you know, he's not that bad. If you want to vote for him, it's fine.
Let me give you a little tip. A little tip on this, okay?
Yeah.
Screw the commercial.
Okay.
Don't pay any attention to commercials.
Yeah. Okay.
Read on your own.
Yeah.
You gotta do
and it
your
doesn't
research.
Take that long. It doesn't take that long to look at somebody.
Well, some of the props are crazy.
And the voting is not that deep. It's not. When you get your ballot, you'll see that you're done in 3 minutes.
Okay, but... All right, so here, I really do have this question about the mountain lions.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of mountain lions, but I also don't want them to be shot at point blank. So what do I do about that?
Well, what you're going to do is...
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know.
That's
a hard one.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Yeah, I voted no, simply because it called for more taxes. If anything starts with the sentence of, do you want us to collect money for this?
Okay.
All right, no.
Okay, I like that rule.
I don't care if it's feeding free lunches to little children.
Oh, my God.
No,
I'm in favor of that.
Me too.
I'm not in favor of raising taxes on anything. I don't care what it is, because you've got enough taxes just to allocate it to the where it goes.
Yeah.
That's the way it should work.
Is there one that says...
Because they use this sympathy stuff on you in order to raise taxes.
Is there one that says, I want to take away money from migrants and feed little children in kindergarten?
No.
Oh, shoot.
Of course not. No. And it should.
I would be like, I like that one.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And not that I want anybody to starve or anything, but I do like little kids.
I know you do. I like little kids too, but I don't like paying taxes. But good for you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you this morning. Jamie.
But I do sound so stupid. If I can be honest about some stuff, because I asked BJ, go, and Carson, you were here too, sorry. And I was like, you guys, so can you, like, do I have enough time to mail it? Because I just, I registered for a mail-in vote or a mail-in ballot, and I don't know when that cutoff is. And so I was like getting all nervous about it. But then you guys told me a mail-in ballot can be dropped off.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Up to like the day before.
The day of.
Yeah, day of.
Okay. No, up till 7 p.m. on the 5th.
Did you know you could drop in a mail-in ballot?
Yeah, like recreation centers and post office. Yeah.
Not so weird.
I have a library right by my house.
Not to make you feel dumb or anything.
I already felt dumb about that part.
You wouldn't believe how many people out there that have the ballots that would have the same question and be surprised that you could actually do that.
Are you sure? Because you and Carson both laughed at me.
No. No, there are a lot of people that think that possibly you get a mail-in ballot.
There's got to be some people out there.
Have you met me?
Yeah.
I was honest about it. I'm like a dumbass, man.
I know,
I'm all grown up.
You're a big guy. Oh, I'm so proud of you now.
Oh. BJ and Jamie.
Hang on a second. Let's talk about your neighbor for a minute, okay?
Okay.
All right, this kind of...
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was going to upset you.
It doesn't... Oh, I'm not upset. Do I feel... do I seem upset, Carson?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. So let's go with the text. We just talked about Jamie becoming a big girl.
Yeah.
She's now registered to vote in Douglas County.
Right.
And she's never done that before. Not for Douglas County. She's attempted in California different things with voting. But this time she is in. Locked in.
Going
to get a ballot. We'll be able to drop that off before November 5th. So she's in the system, baby.
And by the way, I am reading all your texts, and I really appreciate your knowledge because I feel like I'm learning a lot from the text.
Yeah.
About like the whole mountain lion thing and stuff. So I appreciate you guys writing all that.
How you vote, what you vote. That's going to be part of the conversation today. Any of us for that matter.
Why I registered is the mountain lions.
Yeah.
That was it.
Right. And so we just have a good time. And it is a big deal that, you know, you're finally going to register and vote. You've lived here for quite a while. And it's time to get involved. All right. So then you get this text from a neighbor.
From my neighbor, right? And she wrote, "You're all grown up now." And I was like, LOL, you know, LOL. By the way, I heard that LOL ages you and you're not supposed to write that. But my kid is 18 and he writes LOL all the time.
Does he only say it to you?
I don't know.
Like, maybe
I'm not reading his text.
You know, he knows his audience kind of a thing. But I think that they use emojis now.
Well, that was an insult.
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah.
I'll take you down faster than anybody's ever taken you down.
Yeah, maybe he knows his audience, like the old lady back in Colorado.
Yeah, right? Like, why would you even say it like that?
Yeah, no kidding.
Whatever.
Way to end the week, huh?
And I usually take up for you, but not anymore.
Yeah, look at you, pal.
I'm glad Liz saw what you were.
All right, back to your neighbor. Let's get back to the neighbor, okay?
Anyway, so I wrote LOL. And she said, usually not listening, but I was in my car this morning. Great start to my day. Those guys you're with are really kind of funny.
All right, let's stop right there. Let's read those last seven words one more time, okay?
Those guys you're with.
Keep in mind, she's texting to say, hey, you're a big girl now. You're a big girl. I just heard it on the radio.
I haven't listened in a while,
but man, I just heard it. Congratulations. Yeah.
Those guys you are with are really kind of funny. Mm.
I've been here 22 years.
I don't even know our names. Those guys.
She's never known that there's a dude on the show. It's all Jamie.
No,
it's all Jamie.
No, that's not what she means.
There's no BJ around there. No. Who's that funny guy over in the corner doing his Bill Clinton imitation?
No, listen, because she's my neighbor, so she only knows that I'm on this show, right?
Like, I have neighbors. They don't even know I'm on a show.
You have neighbors that just know you. They don't know me.
No, I don't. No, I don't, Jamie. In fact, it gets very annoying. Anywhere I go, they ask me, how's Jamie? How's it to work with Jamie? Oh, shut up.
She thinks you're funny, though. That's good.
Yeah. For all she knows, I'm just here for one day. Yeah. Hey, you should have that guy back guest. As a guest star. Yeah, he's pretty good. Schmuck.
Different guest every week.
I thought you would take it as a compliment that she thought you were so funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
She thinks you're funny.
Those thank, schmucks.
Thank God she tuned in when I'm doing my Bill Clinton and a snake. Oh, man. I tell you, man, I get no respect around here.
No, it was a compliment. It is a huge compliment that you're really kind of funny.
Yeah, it is a huge compliment. Yeah. I finally got discovered. I'm only on this microphone every day. All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.